This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So last hour, our question, are you okay with Trump, you know, giving it back to the protesters? Everybody that's answered by text or call agreed, hey, no problem there whatsoever. So we'll leave it at that. This hour, I want to know, should Trump take the deal? Now, what's in the deal, we're going to find out in detail this hour. Senator John Hoeven will join us a little bit later on. But I'm hearing from enough sources that it sounds like the $1.3 billion that he originally rejected, and they rejected. Remember, Nancy Pelosi said, not a dollar, not a dollar? That's still the number. So it didn't move much in that way at all. Now, sources close to the president, including the chief of staff, have said he's just going to take what he gets out of this, the government reopens, enough of that drama, and then the remainder of the dollars he needs, he'll get by executive action. So dollars from this pot that haven't been spent over at the Pentagon or whatever. And as his chief of staff explained, keep doing that in tranches to get the thing funded and built and going up until the point of having to declare an emergency and fund it that way, which they know would be challenged in the court. That'd be the last thing they do, but they do it if they need to do. So, but here's my question that I'm going to ask Senator Hoeven. I mean, it looks to me like Republicans got in the room to, quote-unquote, negotiate a deal that's really not much of a deal. I mean, I don't know. So we'll ask Senator Hoeven about that. That's the big story of the hour, no doubt about it. Evidently, the White House has the deal, and they're looking at the deal right now, so we might have some more details yet this hour, but we'll keep you posted on that. And, of course, Senator Hoeven will have a scoop at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Also, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary on a big announcement. They're making it this hour out at the University of Mary. And, of course, we're live at the KFAR Agri International, the show of the year in agriculture in North Dakota. And it is a dandy, mainly because it's centrally located. Obviously, Big Iron's kind of a big deal, too, for a number of folks, but it's more more on the east. This is centrally located. Folks come from all over, farmers, ranchers, and it's a great event. It's great fun. We are at the Bismarck Event Center today. Todd Mitchell is there. He has free coffee mugs for you, and we have lots of folks that are ultimately chatting with farmers and ranchers and talking a little bit about the year to come and talking about some great new products. And Todd is another fine guest to chat with her right now.
Riz is here with Freedom Financial Group, defending the legacy. Where's 1228, by the way?
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. The corner. We're in the exhibition hall lobby area right across from the nice, toasty, warm Bavarian almonds. But tell us about what you got coming up here at the Agri International.
We are so excited here. We have two seminars today, one at 11 a.m., and we're going to talk about estate planning and how to defend that and get some tax tips today, the brand new tax law that you want to take advantage of for the next 4 years. Really excited about that, because if you are like me, we don't want to pay one more dime to the IRS than we absolutely have to.
Yeah, I think that everybody can agree on that one so far.
Yeah, then this afternoon we're going to talk about succession planning at 1 p.m., and we're going to go over how to transition your operation with a next generation and no next generation, and give you some tax tips for that, too. Now, that's a huge one.
That is, yeah. Get rid of the death tax once and for all. Can we just get rid of that? That just screws everything up anyway.
From your mouth to God's ears. All right. And from Congress, right?
Mine's not the only mouth, either, by the way, just so you know. So we got lots of good workshops to check out today and tomorrow.
We do. And then tomorrow we also have a new one that we're doing at 10 o'clock, and that is the 5 critical key steps to protecting your assets from long-term care, nursing home, steps you need to take, how do you protect and defend the legacy you built.
having folks in their 70s, I think I should probably be checking that out, as a matter of fact. Freedom Financial Group. Free yourself, dream big, live well. You can't argue with that.
That's right. We are a one-stop shop to do that. So we're one of the few firms in the state of North Dakota. We're unique in that we have everybody in-house, accountants, attorneys, financial planners, a full wealth management and insurance group. We do it all in-house. So you can come and get the advice, and then you can take it back to your people wherever you're at, whatever city or town.
Okay. Well, for somebody who can't make the show, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call 701-839-0545. You can look us up online, freedomfinancialgroupllc.com. If you call the Farm Credits, all of them know us.
okay.
So that's another way you can get a hold of us. We are one block east of Farm Credit Services in Minot, and we are located in Bismarck on the corner of Main and 2nd.
All right. Marissa from Freedom Financial Group at the KFY Radio Agri International. And yes, do stop by. I've got to make sure you grab one of those, too, as a matter of fact.
I sure will. It looks good.
Your very own KFIRE 550 coffee cup and lots more swag for you. Stop by and register to win Indy Country Fest weekend package. We want to record you telling how great Scott Hennon and everybody else is at KFIRE, and you might very well win. So stop by our KFIRE booth at the Agra International today and tomorrow.
All right, 12 past the hour, and do you still have that CMC Farms jacket? Was it a jacket that Troy was giving away? He gives away some nice swag. I remember last year, like fleece line jackets that were really nice. And so Todd's got lots of goodies there from the mugs and the jacket while they last, and other things as well. So stop by and see him be there today and tomorrow for all of the fun. All right, one texter says on this question of whether or not the president ought to veto the, I guess it's, would it be a veto? Would they pass it then, or would it just the government go shut down? I'm not exactly sure how that would work, but he says veto without wall funding, period. It has wall funding, supposedly, but it only has $1.3 billion. So remember, this all started with the president asking for 5.7, and they said no, and that's why he shut down the government. They had $1.3 billion in there. Okay? So we're sort of back to square one. The only thing I've heard, some speculation, was that in the original deal, the $1.3 billion was for all kinds of border security measures, whereas this $1.3 billion is just for the wall, specifically for the wall. So that would be a little bit of an improvement over that, but otherwise, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little concerned. How about you? 800-228-0550. What do you think the president ought to do if, in fact, it is $1.3 billion? Texter says, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the $1.3 billion is not going to come without restrictions. More Democratic obstruction. I would just declare the emergency and fund what is needed to keep the government open. Declare the emergency and get the ball rolling to the final solution, which is the Supreme Court, which they think they would. Another texter, if the budget doesn't go far enough on the wall issue, close the border, not the government. Well, that's the idea. That's what we're trying to do. Another texter, regarding the FBI protecting Hillary. Remember when the Clintons left the White House, they were caught taking thousands of FBI files with them to use against their enemies? I do remember the whole FBI file disappearance. I do. Texter surmises that everyone in the FBI and the DOJ are being blackmailed to protect her now. But that's what's going on there. Interesting. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. Here's one report from AP. An evening congressional budget deal includes money for new barrier construction at the border and new screening technologies at entry points, along with humanitarian aid sought by Democrats. Republicans wanted to avoid another shutdown, so they tentatively agreed to far less money for the border wall than the White House $5.7 billion wish list, settling for a figure of nearly $1.4 billion, is what AP is reporting. Again, it's AP. Could be fake news. I don't know till we actually see it, but this is what's at least being reported. The agreement means 55 miles of new fencing constructed through existing designs, such as metal slats instead of a concrete wall, but far less than the 215 miles the White House demanded in December. The fencing would be built in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, actually closely mirrors Trump's original budget request from last winter, however. The split-the-difference compromise contains plenty to anger lawmakers on the right and left. Too much border fencing than many Democrats would like, and too little for conservative Republicans. What, split down the middle of my ear? What split down the middle when the number's the same as it was when we started this thing? I think he ought to take what he gets, and I think he ought to do what he was going to do anyway, in my mind. Just, you know, go through the motions and do what you're going to do. We'll know more about the deal. Senator John Holman is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, member of the conference committee that has been hammering out the differences between the two. So we will know a little bit more there. Craig, let's get you in here quick. I'm up against the break, but lay it on me. What's on your mind?
He needs to take it because of the low information voters and the media are in the bag for the Democrats. So take what you can get and move forward.
So you look like the compromiser. You went along and then take this, and then, but keep going on the wall, right? Find other money to build.
Yep, absolutely. You can't fight this media, this corrupt media.
You got to pick your battles. I think Craig has something going there. Jerry, you're next when we come back. Don't go
If
away.
Your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. Comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there are probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Aaron the Vetter is in the house from Farm Credit Services. I'm going to chat with him in just a couple of minutes here on What's on Your Mind. Also, we're going to check in on Giving Hearts Day. The countdown's on. It's later this week. Valentine's Day is Giving Hearts Day this year. Isn't that great? And we have Babs Kohler here, who is the Development Director for Churches United for the Homeless, to tell you about why they would be a great place to support this Giving Hearts Day. Babs, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
For folks that don't know, even though the name is pretty self-explanatory, what is Churches United for the Homeless all about?
Thank you for asking. Churches United for the Homeless started in 1987 by 31 area congregations who came together to provide a need for people who were sleeping outside. Today we have our main shelter, which shelters up to 112 people a night. We have a community center that served over 80,000 meals last year. We also have an apartment complex called Bright Sky Apartments, which is permanent supportive housing for 43 households. And as of January 1, we merged with the Dorothy Day House. So we now have the Dorothy Day House, which shelters 15 men a night, and a food pantry in West Fargo and the food pantry on Main Avenue in Moorhead.
How often are those 112 beds at the shelter and the 40-some you mentioned at the Dorothy Day House, how often are you at capacity?
Always. There's always a waiting list. And here in the winter when it's been so cold, we have mats on the floors, we have people sleeping in chairs, and we even cleaned out a room in the basement for overflow families.
So the need is real.
Very real, very real. Some of the guests that we're seeing more families. As a matter of fact, right now we have some twins who were born premature and they came from the NICU here to Churches United. We are their first home. We have another tiny baby. And we've got several grandparents who have lost their homes due to medical issues. You know, the medical bills just got too high. So all ages, everyone has needs.
Folks, this is Giving Heart Space, an opportunity to give dollars to do some good like they do at Churches United for the Homeless all the time. I think any of us, you know, see these stories, hear about them, you know, witness it firsthand, your heart aches and you wonder why and how and everything else. But to be able to give to somebody you know is in that space and is meeting the needs where best they can, you know, gives you a little bit of comfort. So remember Churches United for the Homeless, and those dollars can expand on Giving Hearts Day, which is great. So go to the Giving Hearts website and check that out. Thanks so much, Babs, and good luck to you and everybody that I know is rooting for a big victory on Giving Hearts Day.
Thank you so much.
Good to chat with you very much. Yes. Jerry and Steve, hang tight. We're going to talk about the compromise deal. Senator Hovind, too. I see Jerry has a question for Senator Hovind. Those are welcome. So remember that at 800-228-0550. Let's get to Todd at the K-Fire Agri International with a very special guest.
Farm Credit Services and Aaron Vetter is here. A big, big day today.
Yeah, you're right, Todd.
We are handing out patronage checks, about $2.4 million to roughly 2,000 customers due to our co-op structure.
Wow. So tell folks how that works. What's the patronage checks? How does that work?
It's something that we've done for about 20 years, and it gives back a portion of their net interest that they paid through 2018. It equates to about 30 basis points or a third of a percent. And so it's our way to continue to give back to our owners who are farmers and ranchers in southwest North Dakota.
Fantastic. What else do you have going on at the Agri International today?
Well, you know, two things I'd like to focus on. One is we also, as we went through our process of business planning, we're lowering our interest rates on our real estate financing about 0.75%. It's something that we can do to help our farmers and ranchers in the tougher economic times. The other thing I would like to touch on is our new Young Beginning Farmer program, which is called New Roots. We believe agriculture's got a bright future, and we want to try to be part of that future by partnering with the Young Beginning Farmer Ranchers in southwest North Dakota.
Fantastic. Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Aaron Vetter's here. So big day with those patronage checks. What else you want to mention to folks?
Well, I would just mention that stop by our booth, say hello. I would like to meet all the farmers and ranchers. And too bad with the weather that Scott couldn't be here because I know him pretty well personally, and hopefully as he travels, he can make it tomorrow.
Well, he's off to D.C. real soon, as a matter of fact. So
later this afternoon,
he's coming in tomorrow, so he might have bacon or something with him. I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, you two,
have
fun.
Thank you so much for coming over. Appreciate your time.
Well, take care. Thanks for having me.
All right. And I was waiting for Wald.
I'll chat with Steve here, and you let me know, Todd.
You knew that.
All right, Steve. What's on your mind? You're next. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? We can't hear Steve, can we?
Maybe the hello, is he there?
Now, Scott, are you there? I got you. Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm the road's 29 South. I'm just past Watertown now. It's getting better, but it still has that blowing, stuff across the road. The visibility is, good, but not great, I guess would be the way to describe it. Anyway, this compromise, I'm in your camp. You can't win the PR battle with the shutdown. I mean, I like the shutdown. I personally think you should have kept it shut down. But once you give in once, your leverage, I think, is diminished. So take what they'll give you. Be the compromiser and take the money from whatever other budget you need and build, 300 miles of wall and be done with it. I hope that's the path he takes, and I'm reasonably confident he'll pursue it.
Though it is disappointing that Republicans aren't able to craft a better deal, isn't it? I mean,
it's insane to me, but if they want to run on open borders, letting criminals, aliens out, because that's what limiting beds are, killing babies after they're born, and ruining every major industry in this country in the next 10 years, run on that. I'm very excited for them, because I've got to think that 51% of the population is smarter than that. I may be wrong, but I got to give them at least the benefit of the doubt.
We know that this deal almost broke down over the following. They wanted to limit the amount of arrests of violent offenders. They wanted ICE to have less beds, therefore ability to arrest less violent offenders as part of this deal. I mean, talk about their true motive coming out in a negotiation. That's disgusting.
But the level of ignorance, the level of angst, they must truly believe that ICE is evil and they're just jamming everybody up. They're keeping people safe. What the left side of the Democratic Party stands for and believes right now is nothing short of scary. And I guess they're just so mad because they thought they would be, 24 months into implementing, socialism / communism with a Hillary victory, Clinton victory, and it didn't happen, and they just do not know what to do.
Yeah, it really is. It makes no sense whatsoever. I'm completely with you. Appreciate the call, Steve. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. There was some reporter that was covering the Beto rally last night. So the former, I guess he was a member of Congress, and then he was a candidate for Senate against Ted Cruz, right? The Beto O'Rourke down in Texas. So he has this counter rally to Trump last night. Has, way less people there. Some said even under 1,000. And they asked everybody there, this reporter went and asked everybody there, do you want sanctuary cities? Absolutely. Do you want a wall? No way. Couldn't find anybody that thought sanctuary cities were a bad idea. When you think that way, wow, that's tough.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner Pizza. Juice from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is it really a done deal? A bipartisan House Senate Conference Committee claims to have reached an agreement in principle to provide for border security and avoid another government shutdown this Friday. The agreement includes less money, though, for border security than what President Trump's been demanding, and it doesn't mention a concrete barrier on the southern border. It would have to be approved by Congress and signed by President Trump. Mark Kelly is running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. The retired astronaut and husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords releasing a video announcement this morning.
You know, I learned a lot from being an astronaut. I learned a lot from being a pilot in the Navy. I learned a lot about solving problems from being an engineer. But what I learned from my wife is how you use policy to improve people's lives.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. How do we have a secure energy future? Baseload energy. That's coal. Clean, beautiful coal. Look at the history we have in North Dakota of clean air, clean coal, affordable energy, reliable energy. It's all because of that baseload energy known as clean, beautiful coal. And we can see from the new Democratic proposal that's gaining steam with their candidates, coal's not out of the woods yet. They're still coming for coal. No question about it. So that's why you need to be on the team if you like affordable, reliable energy. You own a business, Minnesota, North Dakota, residents, businesses benefit from this reliable energy and affordable energy source. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Our next guest, Senator John Hoeven, joining us from Washington today. Senator, thanks for the time.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you.
If folks have a question or comment for Senator Hoeven, certainly always welcome. You can text 701-367-2054, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. So there's reports out about this deal, and I don't know if the reports are accurate or they match it, but the number we've been talking about this morning is this $1.4 billion for the wall. Is that the compromise number?
Yeah, that's number. It's $1.375 billion. Now, that can all go for wall, the kind of border barrier, steel bollard that the Border Patrol and the President want. And then there's additional money for technology and people. And I think you got to kind of look at that as a down payment, if you will, because it also, the President still has his options, as he said before, to use additional discretionary monies that he is FOMB fined, and ultimately he could declare an emergency as well. So this is money, kind of as a down payment, and we're trying to get him in a position to get the funding he needs to build the border barrier.
What did they get? What did they get that the Republicans had to hold their nose over?
Well, in terms of border security, what they were after is more money for technology at the ports of entry, which we support and we included, as well as for personnel on the border, Border Patrol, Customs, and Border Protection. The other big point, though, that was very important for our side is we don't have this limit on detention beds that they were trying to get. We were able to keep that out and actually increase funding for detention beds versus what, we've had in past years. So that was of paramount importance to the administration. We got that in there.
But you have an idea of what you're up against in the way of an ideology when people are trying to make sure that ICE arrests less violent offenders, don't you? Wow.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, we not only have to secure the border, we have to enforce our laws. And ICE and Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol, they have to have the resources to do it.
So how about DACA and some of these other things that have long been languishing and been the favorites of the of Democrats? Originally, there was some talk of, okay, give the president what he wants on the border with the wall and closer to the $5.7 billion, and then we'll give, you know, DACA and some of these other things. Are any of those immigration provisions in there?
No, they aren't. No. You know, we stayed focused on the funding. And again, obviously I would have liked it to have been $5.7 billion for the border wall, but this is $1.375 billion for the border wall, and it preserves the president's options. And that was very important. I talked to the president last week, and I think we've got the things in there that he felt he needed to get to border security. And all along I said this wasn't going to be a one-step process. It's probably going to be a two-step process where you've got this funding bill, and then, you know, he's got discretionary funds and other things that he'll do as well. So hopefully we can get to a good spot in terms of border barrier and securing the border.
You know, this feels like a loss a little bit, and I'm sensing that too from you know, supporters of the president that are not happy. I personally think, you know, don't die on this hill. If you can get $1.375 billion and the other stuff, and then he has the other money as well, just keep plugging and look to be you compromised on one and got the government back opened up again, and you know, not this bad, just basically take the deal and go. But does it feel like a loss to you? Does it feel like you guys came on the short end of the stick?
Well, look, I mean, obviously I would have liked more, but I'm hoping. First off, this will enable him, this additional almost $4 billion, in addition to the funds we've gotten, last year, $1.3 billion, the year before, $300 million, he can build about 175 to 200 miles of wall right now. And in addition, as I said, he's got OMB that's identified other funds that he wants to use. And remember, this is just 1 year's funding. And also, we kept out all these other restrictions that the Democrats wanted that would have precluded him from taking additional steps. So, again, we didn't get it all in this deal, but hopefully we got enough in this deal that we can get there.
Now, you mentioned the $1.375 billion. Previously, when that was on the table, that was kind of the number before, and I remember, President said it wasn't enough. Nancy Pelosi said not a dollar of that can go to a wall, right? So she was at zero.
I mean, you got to differentiate. That was... You know, that was not money for a wall. That was for technology people, all these other things. We funded those separately. This is all for the wall. So the roughly 1.4 now versus zero is money for a wall. And
yeah,
like I say, that's in addition to monies we've gotten prior years and in addition to whatever other steps he wants to take, which they were trying to limit through this legislation as well. And we kept that out. So again, it's not only the funds we got, it's their monies for the wall. When Speaker Pelosi said not $1 for the wall. And we, in essence, he's got his other options as well. Those weren't precluded in this legislation.
Yeah, so that one, the original deal that they were offering of $1.375 really had zero for the wall, and what you got now is $1.375 for the wall. Is it, when you're looking across at the Democrats on the other side of the table, I mean, is it their constituency? Is it their their base, basically, that hates the wall so bad that, I'm just thinking, hey, let's split the difference here. We want 5.7, you want zero, so how about 2.5 or 2.5 and some change? Are they just unable to do that because of the hatred for the idea of really securing the border? I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they have a different approach. I don't get that. I believe we need a strong border security, including a barrier. One of the things that made it tough in negotiation is the original budget submission was $1.6 billion. So they're saying, hey, wait a minute, the initial request was $1.6 billion for a wall. You're at almost $1.4 billion for a wall. Don't tell us you aren't, getting a lot here. So, yeah, I mean, the $5.7 billion was passed by the House later on. Obviously, we tried to get that. But part of their argument was, as you say, they're against border barrier, but also that the original budget submitted to Congress was the $1.6 billion.
Yeah, I forgot about that. What was the deal there? Why did they end up needing more, wanting more?
I think because of the increased activity at the border, as they looked at it, they decided they had to do more with border barrier.
It was for all the right reasons.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm going to do everything I can to help them get there. you know, but we're not going to get it done in one step. It's going to take, now next we'll see what the president does. I mean, you know, he has to say whether this works for him or not. We'll see what he says. You know, then there's other, steps he can take, both, as I said, OMB identifying funds that they can use to build additional wall. And of course he hasn't ruled out, an emergency, action, as well, you know.
What does he need total for the wall?
Well, are you talking about for this year? He wanted, $5.7 billion. That would have built, 254 additional miles. With what he's got, he can build about 175 miles. All in, remember, this is just 1 year, and we're actually now working on half of 1 year now. We're funding it out to the end of September, and we go right back to work on additional funding now for next year. So this is just the 1 year. All in, he wants to build between 800 and 900 miles of border barrier. So it's obviously will take a lot more than the 5.7.
Got it. By the way, we're at the K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Events Center today. Stop by and ask Todd for one of those great coffee mugs. They're on us today. And, of course, a lot of great things going on today and tomorrow. So come on by and see us. Chris on the road has a question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I know there's suspect and offense, Senator Hovind, but if that's the best deal you guys can come up with, I think Trump should nix it. And then either you guys come up with a CR or shut the government down and then do December. He go with a sequester option under Obama's rules, and then if they want their $55 billion for domestic spending, he go dollar for dollar, so we get $55 billion for border security. I'll hang up on this reply. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate the call. If this, I suppose if he doesn't go for this deal, we are potentially looking at a CR, and then instead of getting almost $4 billion, he'd end up with about half a billion. I mean, under a CR, straight CR, he'd get about $500 million. So he'd get less over the same time period. And I guess, you know, he can do that, but he just has to weigh out, you know, this way he gets more funding. And again, it preserves his options as, you know, as far as other discretionary funds or emergency deck or whatever else he wants to do.
Let's go to Braden in Aberdeen. Go ahead for Senator Hovind.
Yeah. I just wanted to put my opinion in there. This bill, if it does pass, sounds like a huge win for the president. He didn't get everything he wanted, but he got funding, which basically that, you know, the Democrats had to concede their argument about no wall at all by giving him some money for the wall. And he didn't give anything up for it. We didn't give anything up for it. He still has every one of his bargaining chips for the next round of negotiations and everything. And, quite simply, he also has to save all those bargaining chips, not just for the wall, but for the bigger picture of immigration reform.
All right, Brian, let's see if Senator Hovind agrees with you.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, you know, if he takes the deal, and then he takes the other steps that he said he'll take and can get to the $5.7 billion, I mean, he ends up with the border funding he wanted without giving anything up, as your caller just said. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to get him into position to get done what he wants to get done. And I appreciate, you know, what the earlier caller said. I would vastly preferred we could have gotten $5.7 billion as well for the balance of this year. Democrats weren't going to go there. If the president decides that this isn't a better deal than a CR, he can reject the deal, and then we'd either be back to negotiating or end up with a CR. But he'd end up with less money for the wall.
Senator Hovind, really appreciate all the time you've given us to follow the negotiations along the way and today to tell us what exactly is in it. And we'll wait for the president's answer, but sounds like most folks here want to get on with it, keep going. So thanks for the time. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Senator John Hovind from the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. today on What's on Your Mind. What happened at the University of Mary today? We'll find out when we come back.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7800. 6-5.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before 11 o'clock, do you have any mugs left, Todd? I bet he does. I'm just checking. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is live at the K-Fire Agri International Bismarck Event Center today and tomorrow, giving away a few goodies. You got mugs left?
A few. I'm going to have to replenish the supply. Oops, here's somebody now. What's your name?
Henry
the Eighth. You are?
I am that, yes.
Came over just to get one of those K-Fire Cafe Todd Mitchell mugs, so thanks for coming by. There we are. So, yeah, it's that simple, folks. Come on by.
All right, simple as that. My best to Hank, by the way. Had an Uncle Hank from Taunton, Minnesota that I loved. Rest his soul. So tell Henry/Hank, hello. Yes, exactly. And a dear priest in our hometown of Montevideo, Father Henry Christensen. So he just brought me back to those great memories. I love it. Jerome Richter is here. Jerome is the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. And while we've been toiling away on the radio today, they made another big announcement at the University of Mary. This is about the 2030 campaign. Jerome, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I just stepped outside of Founders Hall, where we just finished a wonderful and beautiful press conference.
So, first of all, what is the 2030 campaign? Refresh our memory on that.
Excellent. About 5 years ago, the University of Mary embarked on a strategic planning, Vision 2030, Education for Life, which was the whole idea to prepare for the next 15 or so years to know where we wanted to go, especially in these times of a lot of change, both in the state of North Dakota, but across the nation, and to be able to look forward of what is it that the university needs to do to serve and to serve well. And so with about 275 different people involved in that strategic planning, we put together Vision 2030. And then in the fall of 2015, we launched the capital campaign to put into place this great strategic plan that we had come up with.
And obviously that vision matches with the things that are being unveiled regularly at the University of Mary. Some incredible things happening that are part of that. And today, what did you make in the way of news?
Well, the Vision 2030 strategic plan was broken into three different campaigns, phase one, two, and three. And for the last 3 years, we've been tromping around this great state, the region, the nation, asking people to support it. And the first goal for phase one was $96 million. And just a few minutes ago, Monsignor James Shea, our president, and I were able to announce not only has the University of Mary reached its goal of $96 million, adding 250,000 square feet to campus, new programs, new doctorates, a waiting list for the second year straight for freshmen, but we also announced that we had reached $100,912,000, surpassing our phase one goal of $96 million.
Wow. Pretty incredible. So phase one is in the books. You overperformed, and now you go on to phase two. What does phase two do?
Phase two is going to do a lot of things, but I'm not going to let you get me there, Scott, because you know what? I'm going to celebrate having raised over $100 million and the generosity of so many incredible people to make this happen for us. But naturally, we're going to start laying the plans for phase two as soon as we're able.
That's pretty amazing. And as you say, that phase one is already, I mean, a 250,000 square foot addition to campus.
And
different programs and personnel and everything else. Is there things from phase one that have been funded with that 100 million plus that still are not completed that you're still doing?
Yeah, not completed. We have our School of Engineering. And so we've started our new School of Engineering. And we're building, and we got everything designed, but we still have some fundraising to do to finish it off completely. We have a number of other projects, some renovations for the health sciences to expand our different programs that are taking place. But for the most part, phase one and the goals that we had there have been reached, and the projects have been reached there. And it's amazingly humbling, Scott. I've had the privilege of meeting so many good people, 7,500 gifts. Over 7,500 gifts were made to make this happen. And I just had the privilege of sharing this with our students and looking them in the eyes and saying, if you don't think that people believe in you and care for you, you're wrong. Because we truly do believe that an investment in you is for the future, and we believe in you. And it's just amazing when you have people giving their hard-earned dollars to the education of our youth. Very humbling.
So many great things happening there for sure. Now, phase, I know you don't want to talk about phase two in great detail, but just tease me a little bit with some of what you have planned for phase two.
Again, phase two, we're going to need to raise some dollars for scholarships. We're going to need to make sure that we can keep our affordability there for everyone. We need to keep access there. And then, as I mentioned, probably the biggest focus is going to be on the health sciences to make sure that we can keep serving around all the different needs around the health sciences. You know, we have a doctorate in physical therapy. We have a doctorate in occupational therapy. We now have a doctorate in speech and language pathology. But we still need to keep expanding that. And spaces and clinicals are needed to expand those different programs. And so that would be the main focus. And then also we want to do some things around athletics to keep supporting our wonderful student athletes as they strive to grow in virtue and excellence in all areas.
Well, savor it. You're right. I mean, this is a big accomplishment to raise over $100 million in phase number one. And I know phase two will be successful, too. And we look forward to chronicling it every step of the way for all the great support that's out there for the University of Mary and all the good work you do. Our best to President Shea, Monsignor Shea, and you and the whole team at UMary. Jerome, congrats.
Excellent, Scott. Thank you so much. Thanks for cheering for us.
You bet. Easy to do. 5 to 4, the top of the hour. Get out there and see Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Agri International at the Bismarck Event Center today and tomorrow. God bless.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.